Blog Talk Radio.
What up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm good. Today was cool. You know, my PTO came and, you know, I took my day.
Damn. That shit didn't last 3 seconds.
What? And I'm going to split the other one. I'm gonna take a half day on Amari's birthday, then I'm going to take a half day that Friday so we can meet up with y'all earlier than we did last time. Shit, we look. All right, you already know,
well,
man.
We're going to be there like Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, so y'all going to be there Wednesday, okay.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Oh, wait, that's her birthday.
We're going to be there on the 13th.
Oh, so you're going to be here on her actual birthday. Okay, cool, because I was actually talking to her because I'm taking a half day that day too. So I was just doing something simple that day, like, you know, usually on her actual birthday we go out to eat and, you know, just chill or whatever. And then, you know, the weekend, you know, we pick it up like we did with y'all. So, okay, that's cool. I guess we'll talk more about, because I was trying to ask her, like, where she wanted to go eat or, you know, what she wanted to do that day. So, you know how she is. She always last minute. Okay, cool. Okay, I didn't realize y'all was going to be here Wednesday. So y'all staying from Wednesday and you leaving Sunday or you leaving Saturday?
Monday, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, y'all stretching it out this time. Y'all must got some plans.
We have a few plans, but, you know, they're not set, you know. Got a few things lined
okay.
up, but they just wanted to have enough time.
Yeah, just in case you run into bad weather one day, you got another day, you know. It seems like it's going to be nice, though. It seems, I was looking at the weather, it doesn't seem like it's going to be like it was last time y'all came.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Like it's going to be much better.
Okay. Cool. But, yeah, other than that, you know, so obviously, you know, I ain't have to deal with the people, the folks at the job. So, you know, my mood is nice and pleasant the way I need it to be. I'm like, well, look, I want to go into this Friday. I don't need nobody on my nerves. So I decided at 8 o'clock last night, yeah, I'm not coming in.
So what's the what you end up doing all day?
Writing, watching interviews, listening to music, looking at paintings. Like I was just all over the place artistically. I just, you know, had that in me. Like I felt like I needed some inspiration, just to add to the mood that I was already feeling. Cleaned up a little bit, washed clothes. That's it. Laid around. I ain't do much.
Okay, well, sure. Sometimes that's needed.
Yep. That is pretty much it. That is. Oh, how about you? How was your day?
I ain't did nothing today. I didn't go into work. I just
okay.
chilled out all day.
That's a vibe. You know, while I do like to go out sometimes, most of the time I'm a homebody. So, listen, I'm always for it. If you can vibe out at home and just relax, listen, I'm all for it. You ain't got to always be on 10. So, I'm feeling that. So, what's up? What you got music-wise? What's going on? What are we dealing with tonight?
All right, well. You know how I be sometimes, be in some moods.
Uh-huh.
So this is what I've been in the mood for to start the show today.
Hello,
okay.
Everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Rosie. All night Sunday Central. Follow me now.
Like my man say, it's timeless. So you already know what's up with that.
No, right.
By.
Why? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. Why? The Tiki Bars is the good time, can't quit. Why? Now pop the cork and...
Okay.
So, that's the come in. We already know what we're dealing with on this.
What a 2020.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we go into the break. I'm going to bust him over the head with this one right here.
But you know about them grown folks' music there, boy. You know about that.
And I ain't even done with them. I'm going to bust them over the head with this one right after that. By Cut Close.
I haven't heard that song in so flipping long. Oh my God! Yeah, you dug in the crate for that one. You dug.
Yeah,
in the crate
I had
for
this
that
one on my mind
right
a couple of weeks
there.
Back, and you know I was listening to this one in Troop a while back. I was probably going to do it last show, but I still wasn't sure because I had some Carl Thomas on my mind last week or last show.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure if I was trying to go with Carl Thomas and something else. But, you know, this time I listened around and I knew I wanted Cut Close and Troop fit because they both have those dramatic type of intros. And they got that old school. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, like I got to get my body roll ready.
It's an old school kind of night, you know, kind of feeling, you know. So it was either, you know, I was going to go with, I was thinking the Definition, but I was also feeling like Fugees. But
shit, don't do that. Don't start, because every time you do that, then we be in a dilemma.
I mean, it's not a dilemma. It's not hard. I mean, if it's going to be Definition of Fugees with Luchini, because I'm going with Luchini. As soon as I heard Luchini the other day, that's a solid right there. That's going in.
Mm-hmm.
Luchini, the vibe for the show. That's how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I'm feeling that. Definitely feeling that. Okay, no, I'm definitely good music choices. It's definitely got a vibe to it that we like to always have for the show. I'm, damn, that I like, man. I have not, that is like you know how you hear those songs that just give you that feeling of nostalgia, it take you right back. It's certain songs that take you right back to certain moments. You be like, yeah, I remember it. You just go right back there.
Yeah, and what it was.
That was on the soundtrack of what movie was that on the soundtrack of? That
oh man, I can't call it. I can't call what soundtrack it was on.
Yeah, was it Poetic Justice?
It could have been.
I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out.
I think it was Poetic
Justice. Yeah, I know that that's on a soundtrack. Like, I know it is because it's taking me back to, I can't pinpoint a moment, but I feel like there's a movie scene that goes with that song.
Yeah. Yep. Better do it.
All right, and what's the name? I forgot the name of that first song by Mos Def. I always forget the name.
It's Black Star, Definition.
Black Star Definition, yeah. Okay, we got Black Star. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's him and Talib, right?
Yeah, him and Talib.
Yeah. Okay. Definition.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now.
From the first to the last of it, delivery and fashion, and you're holding out the half of it, forecasting after map of it, projectile and I'm blast away, accurate assassin shit, me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth, after this you be pressing rewind on top your master this, shining like an asterisk, put all those in your gabarit, connecting like a brand house from the townhouse to the tenements, cause all my Brooklyn residents, all my heavy regiments, don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they feel like you're at, to where the police react. Silent quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust, cause it's ghetto fabulous, life look pretty, what a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense, street senses I'm in, it can't be covered with incense, my presence felt, my name is Polly from the eternal reflection, people think your MC is shorthand for misconception, let me meditate, set it straight, came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight, let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling, be careful with your body, you must
I'm over here bobbing like a motherfucker,
acting like a bitch, ready to be a visionary, and maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about. I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most of us are the quality. We came to rock it on to the center. Best alliance in hip hop.
Keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax, we're taking it back. Red Hook where we're living at. Clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production. What is we discussing? When the cock crows, my crop grows. Enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed Colosso. True original, we were apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of fitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty, you gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats are here from flow. And assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm
still in the middle of equality.
Water imported from Pluto, 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs. A cypher will complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader. Close up and quality dust. Make a pussy freeze up. Think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3. Most heaven's solid quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why oh? I said 1, 2, 3. It's kind of dangerous to be an MC. The John Tupac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop. Why oh?
Yeah. Definitely feeling that. This is shit, man.
I mean, that's a good energy right there.
Luchini
introduced
in phantom of the dark, walk through my husband with levitation from Christian and events and these seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Mines, Belafonte Jigger. Let's be for what this work as we confiscate your fingers.
That's it right there. That's
yeah,
that's
I'm feeling that. Yeah, that's it.
That's going to do it for me. When I listened to them earlier, I knew I had to have Luchini. And then I was just going through my music and, you know, the definition. It's just one of those, just that genuine vibe hip-hop thing that, you know, that definition gives me. Like, this is what that's the
right.
The tone I want to set kind of like tonight, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. I am definitely feeling it. Luchini. Let me get my little pictures ready. So maybe I will spit that if I was a poem, because I got a line in there that refers to that famous Sugar Shack painting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I start talking about, you know, if I was I got like a stanza in it that says, if I was a poem in this world of trends, I'd be classic. And I start naming like classic moments in our history and our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, that painting is one of them. I might do that, or I might do the one that I revised, the poem that I was telling you about. We were talking about how we switched up lines in our poem, where I talked about, you know, wingtip.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm in that, like, Renaissance classic. I mean, hence our show. But I'm in that, that's the vibe. Like, I'm in that classic type feel, that celebratory classic type smooth swank vibe. Like, I'm in that mode.
That's about where I was at. It's kind of where I was at. So.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely feeling that. I finally signed up for that. I mean, I finally got that Threads thing. I didn't know what that was. I'm like, what? What is this Threads thing? I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's supposed to be some type of connection
to Instagram.
To Instagram, I guess, kind of like its own Twitter.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, let me go ahead. So I just, you know, obviously shared our show on there, and you know how I do TikTok and all the other stuff. So, you know, that's one thing I can say. Like, if I'm in, one thing I like is if I'm in a not too good mood, when I start advertising for our show, it definitely changes my mood, because then I'm listening to music, you know, to go with the pictures or whatever, and it definitely, by the time I'm done doing that, my whole mood is changed.
So I've been fucking around with my If I Were a Poem piece. I ain't nowhere near done, so it ain't getting spit at all anytime soon. But like, it'd be a miracle if I ended up blazing through something tonight and finishing. But just messing around with it and messing with the first stanza. So this is where I'm at with it coming in.
Okay.
If I were a poem, I'd be the blues in your left thigh. Oh, the bruise in your left thigh, the tingling between both thighs, set fire to your insides like I'm left eye. In need of a warning sign before you read me. Might end up needing a cleanup on aisle 9 because I spit fire. I mean, that's not what I meant to say. Because I spit and she spill. Y'all slip on my words when I'm sick. I vomit metaphors because I'm ill. If I were a poem, you might hate me for the insane wordplay that tap dances across my mind on my Gregory Hines in ways you can't explain or understand or stand man away. Apollo can't prophesy me. Greek letters can't stop me from existence, regardless of your insistence that the only reason they love me is because I'm lyrically handsome. Otherwise, I'd be unseen like black stars in the sky. And I'm just, like I said, fuck around, but I got a couple more lines after that.
Wait, 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 wait. No, no, no. You ain't going to do me like that. Go back to that. Did you say lyrically handsome? What did you just say?
Lyrically handsome.
Yo, that shit is... Okay, no, I need you to give me that back, Keith, because you got some fucking line. Give me that back. Give me that back, because you on to some shit right here. Give me, run that back.
All right. If I were a poem, I'd be the blues in your left thigh, or a bruise in your left eye. The tingling between both thighs set fire to your insides like I'm left eye, in need of a warning sign before you read me. Might end up needing a cleanup on aisle 9, because I spit and she spill. Y'all slip on my words when I'm sick. I vomit metaphors because I'm ill. If I were a poem, you might hate me for the insane wordplay that tap dances across the mind on my Gregory Hines in ways you can't explain or understand, or Sandman away. Apollo can't prophesy me. Greek leaders can't stop me from existence, regardless of your insistence that the only reason they love me because I'm lyrically handsome. Otherwise, I'd be unseen like black stars in the sky. If I were a poem, I'd be familiar like a Negro spiritual by and by, leaving naysayers and haters behind by and by. Pretty much all I got so far.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got to finish that. You got to finish that shit. When you work this shit out and you get your cadence, yo.
Yeah, it's a lot that I feel like is missing in the middle, in between, so.
No, I feel you, but like, you off to a fucking start. Like, you got something. This dude said, because I'm lyrically handsome. What? And then the by and by, and then the by. Yo. I'm smiling like I wrote that shit. I'm over here like, you
see what got me started, like I said, was like the Love Jones. So the blues in your left thigh.
Mm-hmm.
So I played off of that, you know, with the bruise in the left thigh, the tingling between both thighs set fire mm-hmm. to your insides like I'm left thigh. So.
And she spit, you spit, and she still, y'all slip off my wordplay. God.
Yeah, because, you know, some of this is alluding to some lines that I have in other poems. Because I've definitely played off a left eye burning up old man house before.
I remember that poem.
So alluding to that a little bit by saying that. And then I'm alluding to y'all, you and Taraji, with the cleanup on aisle 9 thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I ain't even catch. Oh, yeah, because you didn't even clean up on aisle 6. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
And then, of course, you know, I'm playing on the sickness, so, because I spit and she spill, so that's the cleanup on my mind. Y'all slip on my words when I'm sick, because I vomit metaphors because I'm ill. So,
that was good.
Know, just trying to figure out how I want this to flow. Like, I see where I'm trying to go, but it's not...
Yeah, you ain't 100%.
It's not
polished. That's the reason why it's taking me so long for mine, because it's like once I feel like you have it, but then it's like, it's not flowing 100% how you want it. So take your time. Shit ain't no rush.
Ain't no rush. It's just, you know, things that I've been messing around with. You know, I kind of started off with something else that I just put to the side. You know, I wrote this stanza. It's not a real stanza, but it's just some lines of... If I were a poem, I'd have the ability to speak, to pique all senses, reach all areas of the spectrum, a whole kaleidoscope of dope, breathe through ears. So I'm trying to figure out how I want to do that stanza, but I just know I want to do something with it, how I want to play with it. But, I mean, it's just cool to be writing something.
I feel you, yeah. Sometimes you need something to just... kind of get your pen moving. So I listen, Woo. Yeah, that's. I'm feeling it. I'm excited for you to finish that for real. Yeah, now you make me want to. I don't know. Yeah, I think I want to spit that piece that I revised the lines and added that wing tip reference and the, you know, mean shit. I think I'm just, I'm in that kind of mode, but you never know because they may come, somebody may come on and the energy may just, I don't know. So, but I'm feeling either that. I'm going to say I'm about 60% on If I Were a Poem, but I'm not like, I ain't like, yeah, okay, I'm doing it. It could make it, I don't know. It could, it might not. It all depends. but I am feeling the one that I revised. I am feeling that. I mean, I did do it on Don Young and them show, but they only had like 3 people, so it don't even matter. I'm sorry, forgive me.
Hey, that's the reality. I mean, shit, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I didn't mean to hit that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Let's see, what other poem could I do? I always like to have like at least 3 pushed up to the front so I could. I haven't done the piece, like the one that I call my Renaissance piece. What the hell is this? Oh, that's what my bars be like. Oh, no, I didn't mean to pull that up. I don't feel like doing that one. Even though that one, I like doing that one. That was fun because it got, like, all just all the elements of hip-hop and just our culture and art and all that. I like that. That piece is fun because I like to have fun with that piece. It gets me hype and the wordplay that's in there. I'm going to push that up. I could, but I don't know. I think I've done that quite much. I want to kind of give it a rest. There's another piece that I have that's like my Renaissance piece where I kind of talk about, where is it? I frequent the mind prints of our Renaissance, the rebirth of our art. I start off like that. I may do that because I haven't done that in a while. Let me push that up to the front, too. All right, so that's those 3. I'm going to push one more. I know I'm not, I say this now, but you never know because somebody might come on there and change my mind. Like, I'm not in that, like, you know how we have our hardcore spit pieces where we, like, go in. I'm not in that mode. Like, I don't have that kind. I have a, like, a smooth, mellow mood to me. So I don't know if I'm in the spit hard mode because I kind of did that last time we was on there. So I'm like, I want to come with something different this week. So we shall see. So let me see. You got either the Renaissance piece. My bar, I definitely don't feel like doing my bars. Be like, I'm not feeling that. Not tonight. this, you got me. Bring all that other piece, the one, the wingtip one that I just said. Another woman, let me bring that to the front. But any idea on what you thinking about fitting?
No, I got a couple of different ones that I'm looking at that might fit the bill of where I'm feeling. I'm trying to get the one that 100% is the energy.
Okay. I understand. Definitely understand. Then I have this other one. Maybe the selling patience, having them chicken. We're saying our love is a bridge of understanding, supporting a resilient verb version. And to get, as we grow, we become their favorite spoken word. I don't know. Let me push this one up there. We'll see. In other words, we shall see. I just went through like 4 or 5 pieces, so you already know I'm like, undecided. I'll let the energy of the night decide. Did you? Yeah, you probably ain't see it yet. You gonna crack up. I put this video in our event page.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of will have to see the Mia Culpa movie to understand, but not really. And I tagged you and I said, it's a, it says, I'm going to tell you what it says because I got, you know, I got you. I had to get you. I had to. I was like, yo, when he see this, he's going to get me. I said, you'll see the video, but your name is tagged in it. It says, the energy after hearing the metaphors and artistic references that Keith uses when he spits an erotic piece on a Renaissance poetry jam. When you see the video, you...
I can already tell you he's out of line. I can already tell. Out of line.
I said, he obviously ain't see this because he ain't comment on it. I was like, yo, he's going to get me when he sees it. Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, I could just picture brothers trying to, like, follow you up on some of the lines, trying to recreate the moments at home with their...
Cold-blooded.
I was like, yeah, he going to get me when he see this. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have
fun. I haven't read this.
Huh?
I haven't read this in a long time.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. Let's see, this was another poem. This is the poem that I spit alongside 7.8. But I obviously revamped it over time. But I had written two poems that day before the slam.
Okay.
And 7.8 was the one that basically lost me the slam because the dude gave me that fucked up ass grade.
Yeah.
So, but he turned around and gave me this poem. He gave me like a 10 and shit. Gave me a perfect score on this one. But
okay.
I revamped it. It's, I mean, you'll remember it, but I definitely made a lot of changes to it.
Okay.
Let me see here. Yeah, you'll remember this piece. She asked me what that mouth do. It's action that speaks louder than words. My mouth is a verb that can't grin and bear it, that can barely hear her screams, that can barely feel her nails in my skin like bee stings on bear fur as he climbs a tree for that honey, totally insatiable. I'm not Mr. T, but I pity the fool because I put my whole face in a honey jar like I'm Winnie the Pooh. Damn, they get my head stuck. This ain't a bedtime story for kids. I didn't come here to kid, so I'm not kidding when I said these tongue flicks will have your clit doing my bidding. And I don't give a shit about who was the last to hit, who complained about how wet it does or doesn't get. I don't care about the argument about if the squirt is 100 or 10% piss because if you're coming while you're doing it, you might not even notice the dread slapping your thighs from side to side before she gets wet. I call it a maguire pie. Once she gets drenched, she grips like she's got a gremlin inside. But I'm never worried about her getting out of line. I assure you, my tongue, bitch, slaps clits. And for those insisting that squirting might be foul, well, shit, it all washes off with a towel. You remember that one?
Hell yeah, because you know I was tripping off of that Winnie the Pooh line with his head stuck in the honey.
Yeah. I know I spit it like different and shit, but yeah. I've
yeah,
read this in a while.
What the hell you said? You said bee stings on bear fur. Wait a minute, read. What's that line? The bee stings on bear fur while climbing the pole to that honey. Or, what you say?
Yeah, because like I said, can't grin and bear it. That can barely hear her screams, that can barely feel her nails in my skin like bee stings on bear fur as he climbs the tree for that honey.
Yo, that is fucking crazy. that's bananas. That whole that whole wordplay, that whole scheme is crazy.
Yeah, because the bear can't feel shit when he's trying to get that honey.
Hell no, he don't give a damn. He got one goal.
He got one goal. So that's why I said totally insatiable.
Hell yeah, he don't give a shit about nothing. Yeah. One track mind.
So that's why obviously it makes sense to say, you know, I'm not Mr. T, but I pity the fool. Because I put my whole face in the honey jar like I'm Winnie the Pooh.
I know. So, that's the line that tickled me. Because I see the visual of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
His head.
Yeah.
It's funny to me. Oh, my God.
It's funny lines in through the piece for me.
Yeah, the Mogwai Pie.
The Mogwai Pie. But, you know, on the other side of it, it's like... our French kiss both sets of lips, and even if French isn't the language, I still speak in tongue to you speak in tongues, bury itself deep in you like voodoo to you scream goonie goo goo. Now you know why Eddie Murphy's aunt used to say that.
Uh-huh, goonie goo goo.
Goonie fucking goo goo. How the hell do you get goonie goo goo in a fucking poem? Like, who the fuck does shit like that? Me.
Only you.
Me. And I got what? I got the Jordan Peele piece of here when I'm talking about A.A. Ron.
That would have, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's definitely been a while since I spit that piece. But
yeah.
Then there's another one that I don't know, I might want to do. Haven't spit this piece, but I think I've only done it one time. Yeah, I'm well to see. I got a couple I'm thinking on.
Okay, yeah, you know, we'll just see what the vibe is tonight and let that take us wherever it may in regarding the pieces that we want to spit. We shall see. But yeah, no, I like the music that you chose. Definitely a vibe. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, just gonna have to see what mood wins over.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm probably gonna order some pizza for the night.
Wow. I just came across something I wrote in 2016. I think it was a prompt from BPC. Yes, it was a little picture that said "Whack Rappers for Sale, $3.99," and it's like a bunch of rappers in a pink box. Paper Dragons on the scene bragging, leaving the hip hop scene maddening. Only ability seems to be rhyming about the same things. Exactly how many bars can you come up with? About the same G-strings, Bentley cars and platinum rings. How about some versatility? And offer up something uplifting, sick of the bullshit. Like there are levels to whack creativity, concepts full of excrement. Corporations bury will rap under sediment. Lost and found, never to be seen. Most said Sonny was running it. I flipped when Viacom put BET on their team. Got rid of Rap City. For that real-world reality money, feeding us spoonfuls of negativity daily. If I say it's a conspiracy, you throw rocks at me, call me crazy. The writing has been on the wall. Hip-hop is appropriated in every country but our own. Asian B-boys killing, We're still rapping about killing. They're having breakdance contests. We're still pulling guns out the vest. How much of our hip-hop soul is left? But I digress. It's obviously y'all absolutely love this mess. Yeah, that had to be a prompt, a writing prompt. Mm. 2016.
Okay. I was about to tell you, 2016. Wow.
Yeah. Long time ago.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
you never done a brown eyes poem in a long time either.
You haven't what?
Done a brown eyes poem in a long time either.
Brown eyes. I don't remember that one. Brown eyes.
Brown eyes sent tingles down my spine. Use my fingers to do the same to hers. Finger painting a Rembrandt of her curves. Giving me vice de resistance for dessert. It tastes like pralines and cream mixed with a stream. Always and forever is her heat. Our kiss is the heat wave that drenched the city. Take pity on our epiphany. We were the epitome of what love can be. Measuring beyond measure, all the applied pressure. We create diamonds only to crush them like expectations, like pink cookies, like she does as she grips my soul's hand. He comes willingly. At the same time, her soul is filling me. She begs by saying, baby, keep filling me. I obliged till the moon fell from the sky, till the sun lost all of its light, till the universe was no more, till the raven died, never again to say nevermore. Forevermore, universes live and die on our lifetime. Quasars explode in black holes, only to be seen again in her glow. I know you remember that.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, as soon as you hit the first couple of lines, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't know. You might have to put that in the runner-up. You might have to put that in the runner-up for tonight. I like that. That one, I like that one a lot. Yeah, I remember that one, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got some, might actually... Might have the energy.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Even
the way you were just spitting it just now, it just came off so easy, like so free flowing. Like I feel that you might put that in the running contender for tonight. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we definitely will. You know how it go.
Mm-hmm. Definitely do. We shall see.
What was that piece that you were talking about? I haven't spent a long time either.
What?
It was a piece. What is the piece you was asking me about? Was it The Moth to the Flame?
Yes, Sharma and Parwana.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, that one that came from the collaboration that you did with
Sharma.
Yep, we haven't
done that in a while. Let me see what
that
sounds like.
Same. You might have to bring that one out too, see?
She is my Gaia, Mother Earth to be exact, the exact image of the ancestors without blemish. The universe is the witness as legs spread from the Milky Way to Andromeda. I taste cosmic ambrosia before dark energy fits in between. In the middle is the melting of the two, internal combustion. The outward bang is big and we give birth. The constellations with our names on it, Sharma and Parwana, yet African and elevated like Rwanda, the moth continues to get burned. She enjoys the flame as it flickers and lights fire to her insides, bringing light to all her dark corners. Many small deaths occur, but no need to call the coroners. I corner her in her mind, her third eye fixed. Mental stimulation that causes the body convulsion and fits mixed with ash that burn away all that same All I'm saying is she loses her mind fucking with me. I don't know. I got to work with that one. See,
I'm
which
just
one I want to do.
Yes, you got. So you got a couple. You got a couple. You know.
Yeah, because
when I was listening to one of the old Renaissance shows, I think I don't even remember what year, but I know it was a while back. You had spit that piece that night, and I was like, oh shit, he didn't do this one in a long time.
Yeah. No, I forgot about that line. Gives herself over to the insanity. Icarus flying into the sun. She's melting like libelous libations poured over me. She's disrespectful words only seen in poetry. That means the opposite of what they normally mean. I mean, isn't it disrespectful to sit on my face and drown me, to make me a martyr in her water? Yet in reality, we exchange life and death. Shakespeare be damned. I cram her learned lessons. She drinks my perfection. Her essence flows on my skin. I soak it in, all of her nuance. Her explosion is a talent reminiscent of the Black Renaissance, giving birth to Black art. We represent the idiosyncrasies of gods being godlike in the act of being human beings, creating divine things, while fire catches its light on the moth's wings. I was writing my ass off of this piece.
Yeah, you were going in. You were going
in. I was in my bag on that one.
Yeah. You turned that whole collab into something different. Like, you just took off with that shit.
Yeah, that's different.
Damn. I don't know. We have a hell of a show tonight. I got a feeling it's gonna be one of those nights again. It's a lot of where is it at? I was just kinda looking at a lot interested. Got 15 going, 19 interested.
And you know how I am, if we got 10, 15 poets, we good. We damn near being 3 hours, depending on how long we talk. If it's less than that, we could talk a little more, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't necessarily make it to overtime, I ain't mad.
Me neither.
A 2-hour show is not bad for me.
Not at all, especially if it's a show full of quality poetry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely feeling that. Now, I'm looking forward to it, though. Looking forward to it. We'll see. We'll definitely see what happens. We got our runner-up poetry. We'll see where the energy takes us tonight.
Yeah, I got about 3 of them that I'm looking at to see which one. But I'm going to be influenced.
Yeah, because
these two songs I'm going to be influenced by. Troop and Cut Close.
I know the body roll.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can already see how, you know, listening to the songs will, like, lead me in more toward Brown Eyes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brown Eyes is dope. I bet. All of them, all of them. It's just a matter of where the energy brings you. All of the choices you got, I'm feeling. So it's a matter of where it brings you.
Yep, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah, so I'm going to get ready. I'm going to light one of the new candles that I bought from last week tonight. Light them up. Get the mood nice and ready. Yeah, just getting the whole mood straightened up. Like I said, I got my room. I wanted to make sure my room was a mess. I was like, let me clean up. So I got my room straightened up so I could have the nice vibe that I want up in here, and ain't got to cook nothing, so I ain't got to rush to be moving around no pots or nothing. So I'm just chilling. I'm probably listen to some music, post a couple more things on the event page to get the before the show starts, and get ready.
All ready. I'll see you there then.
All right, then, Keith.
All right.
All right, peace.
Peace.